Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
TJ Miller was on earlier, in case you missed that. He's coming to town this weekend. But he was told us about a new movie project, denied walking around in his underwear, which sounds like he admitted it.
Kind of, yeah.
At Jerry O'Connell and what's her name again?
Rebecca Romijn.
Right. Yeah. Who, by the way, she's in the news now because John Stamos is out there saying that she outgrew him. That's why they broke up, basically. So he's being a man.
She graduated
to Jerry
O'Connell.
It wasn't Tony Danza's fault?
No, it wasn't Tony Danza's fault. I saw him only because I wanted to see him talk. It was on The View the other day, and I watched a little bit of John Stamos in The View.
And because you're a regular View viewer?
I am. I like the View. No, I don't. But he's making the rounds, obviously talking about his book, and he was just saying how he wasn't like a prick. Like Jerry O'Connor took her from me, basically. She outgrew me, and you know, I wish her well. You know, he's married now. I got a kid, so he doesn't care. You know, people can move
lots
on.
Lots of yogurt.
Yeah, I wonder if Jerry O'Connell just hates this a bit, though, because he's out making the rounds, and I don't think that that's one place he's not going on the talk.
Yeah, probably
think,
not.
Think about that. Hey, Jerry, do you mind if Stamos comes on? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, O'Connell won that. He ended up with John Stamos. He ended up with Rebecca Romijn. They had kids, too, for that matter. But, yeah, TJ talks about denying walking around his underwear, but, Wink, denied.
Sounds very plausible.
Wouldn't you at least try walking around in your underwear around Rebecca Romijn? Just chum the water, see, you know, on the off chance.
Yeah, or chub the waters when it comes to
that too.
Unless
that too.
You wanted the place to stay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's
banging Stamos and O'Connell. We all got a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. She obviously has low standards.
As a house guest, I tend not to walk around in my underwear.
Yeah, generally.
Like ever.
Yeah,
I try not to be a house guest most of the time.
Yeah, I don't like being a house guest either.
Mm. I do.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you just don't. When you're staying in somebody else's house, unless you actually have a separate room.
Right, a separate bedroom. For
you know,
sure,
you're just kind of without a place.
You're just standing there, right?
You feel like an imposition, a burden wherever you're at. Yeah. You know.
Now I'm used to that.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's the wives of Todd's buddies that look at Todd as a burden. Oh, Jesus.
Well, when he was there,
he's on the couch, man.
Did you crash at one place for like a week last year or sometime?
Like 8 days.
Yeah. Good Lord, that's way past it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said that at day three.
Right.
He needs to go.
Yeah, he's got to go.
They're going to charge you rent in 8 days. Right.
I forget the situation. I think we got weathered out or something because I was going to head west of Denver.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got stuck in Denver.
She said, yay.
She said, there's hotels right down the street.
Right.
No, they never mentioned that, and they would have been offended.
Is it like one of my favorite? Remember when, oh, my God, help me out here, because the movie Half-Baked. Stephen Wright is just on the couch the whole time sleeping. Yep. That's his
guy
whole character. I just picture Todd as the house guest. He's the guy just stays on the couch sleeping when the family's walking
around.
And he's brilliant. He helps them hatch that whole plan.
Yes, he does. He does.
And Todd would be doing that. He'd be doing that really serious facing the couch sleep.
Yeah, that's what that
is. For 8 days, he's just facing the couch asleep most of the time.
That's serious sleeping there, facing the couch, yeah. You've given up on getting up at that point.
Yeah,
when you face the couch. Do you face the couch, Nick, when you fall asleep downstairs?
Oh, I will, or I'll just lay on my stomach.
On your stomach?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just be like, I'm going to sleep.
Do you put pillows underneath your hips so your butt's in the air? How do you sleep on your stomach, man?
No, I like it because it's very comfortable to me. Yeah, okay. Sometimes. Right. I'll switch between that and being on my side.
Some people are stomach sleepers. Yeah. I'm on the stomach sleeper. Yeah,
we're getting new couches, and that's the thing I'm worried about is how they're going to sleep.
Oh,
because the ones we have right now sleep really well.
Yeah.
Well, but probably. I
got to break it in
Did you test it out?
I mean, I sat on them. I didn't, you know, kick
you
back.
Lay down, take a big nap. Well, you went to your wife's furniture store, I'm sure. You just lay down
there?
She
didn't own the place.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
she works there.
She works there, but you know. But that's where you had to buy them from. So did you lay there?
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I sat on them for an extended period of time while we were talking to the sales guy. They're
comfortable. You should have turned around and you should have faced the couch and slept for like a half hour.
I wanted to.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
I wanted to, man.
Well, you got to masturbate first to get tired. So.
That is a tiring
right,
process.
Sir, why are you masturbating? So I can get some sleep.
Mind your business.
Yeah, Christy went to pick out a new couch the other day, and I didn't bother to ask her to, hey, see how they sleep.
You didn't want to be there for that?
I had something going on.
Yeah, see, that's a process. Like, if we're going to get couches, I want to be there. I want to sit on them. And then you're walking around the showroom just sitting down. No. Sitting down. Well, this one's not bad. Sitting,
or
you know.
It may have been an instance where I just wasn't in the mood for shopping.
Well, yeah, this was one of those, like, I wasn't really in the mood, but I wanted to be there, and so we got nice couches.
And
you know?
she was all fired up to shop. Like, so
Goldilocks.
I don't think I've ever been fired up to shop.
Mm-hmm. No.
I've been fired up to stop shopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They've got.
And that's happening now with the holidays, man. Yeah.
Some of the sectionals.
Yeah, can't we just skip Christmas?
Yep.
We looked at recently, they have it's called a chill corner. And like it's deeper and like wider in the corner.
Of a sectional?
Of a sectional,
okay.
Yeah. Oh. So you can like lay back.
Is that the one where the
you
actual.
Disappear?
You can charge
basically.
The phone on the arm too, that one?
That would be nice.
Oh, yeah, they make those.
Yeah.
See a lot of those.
The chill corner, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which basically is the masturbating
corner. I don't know how powerful those USB ports are.
You get one that has that and like a little cupboard where you can keep your snacks and some plates and stuff. You'd be set. Yeah.
Behind the kitchen. Yeah.
You got sandwiches sitting there just rotten.
Little fridge.
Well, I figured if I didn't go couch shopping with her, how was I supposed to be told that the one that I liked was unacceptable?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, if I'm not there for that, how is she going to tell me that I'm wrong?
Do they make couches like they do, first class seating in airplanes, where you got the headrest or the armrest, and then a little tray comes out from it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably do.
Yeah.
They. Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of those are on like the couches that have like the reclining ends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want the reclining ends. We're just looking for regular old sofas.
Oh, see, that's why we got rid of our old one, because we had the reclining end ones, and the dog chewed up Christy's end of the recliner.
Of
course, we have to replace.
Right.
Yeah.
I just thought
the couch, because Christie's end does not recline.
I've never been much of a recline, like the reclining, just like an old recliner chair or the reclining couches. Never been into that.
I would love to have a recliner, but I don't think I would leave it.
It's a great nap.
Yeah, you can nap in those things.
Easy to fall asleep in front of the TV.
Yeah, I need to put wheels on it so I could get to the bathroom.
I do it every
Nick
Friday.
Nick would lay face down on a recliner, too.
I've curled up sideways on one of those.
Your back would fold in the other way.
If you get the leather. You wake up sweating in the leather ones.
Every Saturday night during football season, I fall asleep in that spot, in the reclining position.
You pass out.
Watching Arizona State.
You pass out.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference.
Part of passing out is falling asleep.
That's a good point, Todd.
Yeah, how do you tell the difference?
There's no difference. You're still sleeping.
You just let judgy people around you determine whether or not you fell asleep or passed out.
Well, a passed out guy can call out a passed out guy anytime, man. Yeah.
One of them, you wake up covered in piss. The other, you wake up with drool.
There you go.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's a definer.
That's a difference.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping
Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Don't try the water at the Ritz-Carlton. We can take us out with this one. Because we talked about a lot of semen early in the show. You know, we really did.
That's unusual.
There was like an hour of semen talk, basically. Well, it was just
buckets.
I know.
So to speak.
So I wanted to separate the stories, so I figured we'd take us into this break here. Puss has the story.
Yeah, married mother of three, identified in court documents only as Jane Doe, staying at the Ritz-Carlton. Half Moon Bay, just outside San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I was just there.
In 2022.
Oh, no, I golfed right next to that Ritz-Carlton. I know the place you're talking about exactly.
Yeah, she ordered
What'd you do in the water tub?
She ordered some water from room service and realized that the taste and texture of the water, she may have ingested semen.
Chunky?
I love the fact that she knew exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Exactly.
Man. She had to say,
like,
I got semen in my water. How do you know that, man? Been there.
I know.
I'm a connoisseur.
Right.
So the Ritz-Carlton.
Because it dripped off my chin?
Wow.
The Ritz-Carlton sent the water away for analysis. Yeah, that they confirmed everything. But apparently the hang-up
is... It wasn't her?
Yeah. Did they confirm the source?
No. Well, that's the thing. The police can't figure out who it is because the Ritz-Carlton won't turn over the water bottle. Because she's suing, obviously. They offered her like some Ritz-Carlton points or something, some Hilton Honors points. She's suing, but they want to try to catch whoever did it so it doesn't happen again. But the hotel won't turn over the evidence. I don't know.
It sounds like they know.
I love it. They're gonna have like they're gonna have like 14 busboys all masturbate to see whose DNA matches, man. You know, hey guys, you got to come in and leave a sample while somebody threw semen in
the water. No, it probably wasn't the busboy. It's probably somebody higher up the chain that they're covering for. It's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. She has
pure speculation.
She was traumatized by the experience. Went on to seek therapy.
If you're the guy that delivered the room service, and you didn't do it, you're saying, hey, test me right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not throw anything in there, man. All right. I love the guy probably
not
had
on
to call.
Purpose.
What if it was a guy? He had to call down and say, yeah, that's semen. How you know I am?
College.
I figured it tastes like semen. That was it. Man.
Wouldn't you see that in water?
Yes, it would like float around, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times do you pick up a bottle of water and, you know, examine it really quick? You know,
looking
you just
semen?
Grab it, you know.
In all the wrong places.
You might notice if it's cloudy.
Well, I will now.
Yeah. No kidding.
Shake it up a little bit.
Seek them out.
Don't look in your Viking scuff.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Now don't look
in your
Viking
scuff. I can't see through it.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.